I love nothing more than a night at the theatre. And when you see something that gets reviews like a proper banging treat and delivers delightfully well, it's definitely going to be right up my street. From online dating to outright cheating, this is a comedy double bill that explores modern relationships. It's called The Bad Daters and The Good Cheaters, and it's written and directed by New York-based man Derek Murphy, originally from Ballyfermot. Both shows feature comedian Brian Gallagher, resident MC of Dublin's Laughter Lounge. He's the one who picks on you at the start. And actress Sarah Maria Lafferty. The Bad Daters recently had its world premiere at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where it received 5-star critical acclaim and a sold-out run. Tickets for this comedy double bill are available right now. I'm pleased to say I am joined by one of the stars and that resident MC of Dublin's Laughter Lounge, Brian Gallagher. Brian, hello, how are you?
Ciarán, I'm well, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I have seen you before in the Laughter Lounge and you have picked on me, but you know what? I'm not going to hold it against you. Absolutely will not.
I'm sure I was very nice to you. Oh. I think you're sensitive.
I'm very sensitive. Everybody in my life tells me that. But tell me, first of all, about this. So, like, The Bad Daters is the actual world premiere that you did at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And 5-star reviews, critical acclaim, sold out run. That couldn't have gone much better for you, could it?
Yeah, it was amazing, to be honest with you. We were a bit, I suppose, taken aback. I mean, when you go to the Edinburgh Fringe, Ciarán, you're talking about 3,500 options every day that people have to go and see something. So to get packed rooms for the 22 shows that we did, and to get obviously nice words from critics and from the general public as well, obviously, it was amazing. It was a really great experience. We were really delighted to be there.
So what can you tell me then about those two shows in one here? We'll start with the main show, The Bad Daters. What can you tell me about that?
Well, The Bad Daters, basically what you're getting as an audience member, you're joining in on a first date of two very different people with their own quirks and their own histories and backstories. You join them on their first date. And I guess it's wondering how they can connect to each other. Can they connect to each other? Two people with their own baggage and their own histories. And as I said, their own personality quirks. It's very, very funny. And we get to watch as their relationship unfolds from a first date. Or will it? We don't really know when you're watching it, but it is it's twists and turns, and it's very, very funny and dramatic, and a little tinge of darkness in there, just like a nice dark chocolate, nothing too crazy, but a little bit of darkness in both plays. But look, we got hugely, hugely positive reviews for it. Audience members genuinely in Edinburgh were stopping us in the street to talk about it, to talk about their favorite parts of the play, bits they laughed at, bits that they didn't laugh at, for the right reasons. And it was just an overwhelming and amazing experience. And Derek Murphy's written an unbelievable play, to be honest with you, on both counts. But The Bad Daters holds a special place for me, obviously, because we did 22 shows of it in Edinburgh.
Wow, 22 shows. That's a big run. And the fact you sold out that run as well. So I suppose this is kind of like first dates. You know, if you watch first dates on RTE or you watch the Channel 4 version, it's kind of a small version of first dates where you're just looking at two people. So it's Liam and Wendy, and the two of them have met online. I think a lot of people will probably relate to this a lot as well, because online dating is massive now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look, I mean, with the, as you said, with the plethora of dating TV shows, with everybody's personal experiences of online dating, everyone's had a bad date. Everyone's had a weird date, you know, everyone's had that strange experience that I'm not quite sure, you know, will I stay in this date? Will I leave this date? Is this the right thing for me or not? And you get to go through all those emotions watching Liam and Wendy, to be honest with you. And it was interesting with audience members. Some audience members would be like, oh, team Liam. And some audience members would be team Wendy. Not that there was a massive division, but just that people started rooting from their own identifiable experiences as to which character they identified most with. So that was a fun ride for us to see how people engage with it and how people related to it, you know.
And how did you find the difference between being an MC in Dublin's Laughter Lounge on a weekly basis to kind of being a protagonist on stage who everybody was just looking at you the entire time?
Hugely different, Ciarán, to be perfectly honest. And as you said, you've seen me MC. I also do, you know, straight stand-up where I do, you know, 30-minute sets or whatever on stage. Very different experience to act because you're inhabiting a different character, whereas on stage as a comedian or an MC, you're maybe an exaggerated version of yourself. So you're acting in a sense, but very different. You're much truer to who you are as a person when you're doing stand-up comedy. So overwhelmingly brilliant experience for me to be acting in both these plays, to be honest, getting insights into how the whole process works and working with talented actor like Sarah Lafferty. Sarah Maria Lafferty is unbelievable. and obviously Derek has written and directed, you know, so we're hugely privileged, and it's been a great experience for me because I love being on stage no matter what the context is. But in terms of stand up and in terms of MC and big rooms, that's more of on, you know, seat of your pants. You're managing the energy of a room in real time and reacting in real time. With this, you're inhabiting the character. So if audiences don't like the character, or if they're rooting for the character, or if they're rooting for the other character, that's a very different experience. You know, it's kind of almost an out of body experience in a weird way.
I think what's great about these, so there's two things mashed together here. The Bad Daters is dark, obviously, but it's about the first looking for love for individuals kind of scared by past relationships. Then you have the second part of this, which is the Good Cheaters, and this follows Paddy and Phyllis, and they navigate the treacherous waters of adultery within their own relationship. So tell me about the Good Cheaters.
Well, the Good Cheaters is very different in a lot of respects from the Bad Daters, but basically it's again quite relatable. You're meeting a couple at a more, I suppose, advanced stage of a relationship. They've been in a relationship for a while. When you meet in the Bad Daters, you're meeting them outdoors on a first date for the first time. Here, we're getting an insight into in someone's house, a couple just living life. You know, infidelity comes knocking on their relationship, and then we get to see how that unfolds between the couple, how that affects their relationship and their interactions, and how they deal with the outside world and the road they live in from the confines of being inside, looking out the window at the world outside, what's happening, you know. Very different, but again, very relatable to a lot of people. Unfortunately, cheating is something that happens in the world. So it's interesting to see how audiences will react to what's going on in this household between this couple, you know.
And how did you find, because you're in both of these, you play both characters in two separate productions, essentially. How did you find that transition from one to the other?
Didn't find it that difficult, Kieran, and I thought I would, if I'm honest about it. I thought, oh God, it's just going to be, I'm going to be Brian Gallagher here twice, you know, or something like that. But once you get into it, once you start, I guess, learning lines and running rehearsals, and we've got great direction and writing, obviously, from Derek. So it's not as difficult as I thought it would be. Obviously, you know, with rehearsing both of them so close together at the moment, there are times you go, wait, which we're doing? Oh yeah, we're doing the other thing now. But that's, you know, that's more of a momentary thing. But once you're in character, you're in character, you know. And it's been a really fun experience for me, because obviously I get to see the inside of other people's lives through the prism of the characters as well, which is very, very interesting for me. So it's fun. Look, I'm not going to lie, Kieran. I've broke down laughing several times in rehearsals, which is probably very unprofessional. And I've heard these words over and over and over again. So I guess if I think I'm laughing at them in both plays, I'm really looking forward to audience response in Dublin when we launch the two of them, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, actually. So look, I think Scots and Irish people have a pretty similar sense of humour, but there's still differences there. You've done the Bad Daters in front of a primarily Scottish crowd at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I know there's a lot of international people there as well. But are you looking forward then to doing it in front of an Irish audience and a Dublin audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Irish audiences are, they buy in quicker to things. They buy into scenarios, and they buy into, I guess, emotional scenarios a lot quicker than audiences abroad. That's just my experience. So I'm confident that once we open with both these plays, that audiences are going to be like, okay, we're on board, we're in, and hopefully they'll really, really enjoy it. You know, we buy in quicker than other people, I think, especially when it's Irish people in front of Irish people and Irish scenarios and relatable experiences and Irish voices, I think. We buy in a lot quicker. So I'm really hopeful the response will be even better than it was in Edinburgh, which will be hard to believe, to be honest, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
I've seen some stand-up in Ireland, love going to local comedy gigs, big comedy gigs here, but I've also seen stand-up in the UK. I find I laugh at different points than a mainstream UK audience. Do you find that happens sometimes if you're gigging in the UK, that they laugh at different points?
It can happen, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, obviously, when you write material from a stand-up point of view, you write it in such a way that the laughs should be hitting in all the places they normally hit. But Irish audiences can often laugh in anticipation of something. You know, like we're like, oh, this is going to be good. Coming. You know, like we start warming up. We're such a fun people. We start warming up to laughing about something. We're like, oh God, I'm going to laugh in a few minutes. I can't wait. You know. Whereas other audiences sometimes wait for the energy of the room to bring them there, you know, so somebody will start laughing and then the audience like, oh, we can laugh. We're laughing now. This is fun. Whereas in Ireland, I don't think anybody needs permission or social cues to start laughing or enjoying themselves. You know, they start warming up to that point. So I'm looking forward to warm audiences in the Viking and hopefully a very, very fun run.
It is. So can you tell me when's it on and how can people get tickets?
Yeah, it's on it starts on the 8th of this month and it runs until the 20th. No shows on Sundays, previews on the first two nights, 8th and 9th of previews, and then the 10th will be the opening night, I guess. And tickets on the Viking Theatre website, vikingtheatredublin.com, I think it is. Buy all the tickets. Karen, I expect you to buy out the front row for every night. I can't wait to see you there.
The entire front row. And how very Catholic of you. No shows on a Sunday. I absolutely love that. It is brilliant.
Yeah, that's absolutely the reason.
I'm going to have to go and see this. This sounds absolutely brilliant. And two shows for the price of one, essentially. The Bad Daters and the Good Cheaters. VikingTheatreDublin.com. Tickets available right now. Brian Gallagher, resident MC of Dublin's Laughter Lounge and star of both of these productions. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to FM 104.
Ciarán, a pleasure. Thank you.